Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 139 today, verses 23 and 24. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I'm going to read these two verses to you again, because I really want you to hear them again. They're probably very familiar with a lot of us, but I want you to hear them and allow the Spirit of God to give us his challenge today from these verses. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Folks, David knew what Paul knew as well. And I'm going to show you how Paul says the same thing. Only God knows our true condition, our true hearts. If we examine ourselves, we might not give ourselves an honest and fair assessment. Either we might be too harsh on ourselves or too lenient. The Bible says we should let God examine us. Let him show us our true condition. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, listen to verses 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians 4, 1 through 5, Paul says, "This is how one should regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it's required of stewards that they be found faithful. But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I'm not aware of anything against myself, but I'm not thereby acquitted. It's the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God." Paul says, look, it's required of stewards, those who are managers who have been given a responsibility, to be found faithful. And there's going to be a reckoning day with all of us. But he says, "I don't care if I'm judged by you or in a human court. In fact, I don't even examine myself." Why? Because I don't know of anything against myself, but that doesn't mean I'm innocent. It's the Lord who knows my true heart, and that's the one I'm letting him judge me. That's why David says here in Psalm 139, "Search me, O God, know my heart, try my thoughts, see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Listen to Psalm 26. Psalm 26, we're going to look at verses 1 through 5. David again here says, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind, for your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness. I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers. I will not sit with the wicked." David says, he says, look, I believe I'm living the way I'm supposed to. Lord, you test me. You show me. I think I'm living right. You show me where I really am. And folks, we need to have that attitude, that honestly trust that the Lord is able and willing to show us our true condition. He wants us to know our lostness. He does many things to reveal to us our need of a Savior. Once he saves us, he's the one who's conforming us into the image of his Son. He's the one that is doing the work in our hearts, and we need to yield to that on a daily basis. We confuse the issue or fool ourselves when we're lost and we try to tell ourselves we think we're okay, and the world today thinks they're okay when they're not. And at the same time, as Christians, we confuse the issue or fool ourselves when we try to think we're something that we're not. And God a lot of times will put us through situations and episodes in our lives to show us where we really are when we think we're something that we're not. Peter thought sure that he was willing to die for Jesus and go to prison. And actually, Jesus said, "I know your heart more than you know yourself. You're actually, you're going to deny you know me when it comes push to shove. When you have the opportunity to be put to death or sent to prison for me, you're going to act like you never knew me." And of course, Jesus was right. Now in time, God got Peter to that point. He did a work in Peter's heart. The Spirit came to indwell Peter, and later on, he was willing to be crucified and acknowledge his relationship with Jesus. But early on, even though Peter thought he knew his heart, God knew his heart better. And folks, today's challenge is simply this. Allow God to show you where you are. Ask him, do this prayer. Show me if there's anything in me that needs work. Reveal it to me. I'm not going to examine myself in the sense of testing, and I may not give myself a fair assessment. But Lord, you know me, and reveal to me where I am in love, so that I may yield to your purposes of getting me where you want me to be. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.